time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, we are back. We are back. What's good, y'all? What's going on, Muhammad? What is popping?
Man, life is good, man. Shit, man. Just out here sending some prayers out for Florida. It's hurricane on the way. Old Milton. Looking stronger than a motherfucker. Category 5.
That ain't no motherfucking joke. I saw that. You said what?
Category 5 ain't no joke.
Yeah, no Milton Bradley. You know? But, nigga, I saw that shit. I saw a clip where one of the news anchors, meteorologist from Florida, I guess he's been doing it for a long time, he got emotional. And he started to kind of tear up or whatever. I tell you this, you know, I don't want no parts of none of this hurricane shit. I've been affected. Like, you know, my people got a apartment. My sister got an apartment down there. My family got an apartment down there. That shit got devastated by Helene. You know what I mean? So the power of that hurricane shit has definitely hit home. Not even close to home. The shit has hit home. So it's like, yeah, prayers for sure to the people out there, man. Hopefully y'all are, you know.
Yeah, that Tampa.
Surviving.
That Tampa area, that, you know what I'm saying? That east, that west coast of that Florida. On the Gulf, that Tampa, St. Pete, all that shit. All my peoples in Sarasota, Bradenton and shit.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy. But you don't always take the route that they thinking. You know what I'm saying? So, right. You know, just keeping an eye on that shit. But shit.
Hurricanes are very crazy. Unpredictable. And like, yeah, they'll make a pivot on your ass. Like they'll juke your ass. Scared of shit. It's like playing chicken. It seems like sometimes you think it's coming right at you. That shit turn left just at the nick of time. Yeah,
but then it's going somewhere else for another motherfucker to be worried about.
Right. A motherfucker that is just relaxed and think it can happen. Now they devastated. Yeah, man. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame for sure. But yeah.
Been watching that. You know what I'm saying? Just been keeping an eye on that just to, you know, make sure you're in tune with the folks, you know, that's in that area.
Growing up in Miami, did you ever go to or have any of these like hurricane parties? Or you've heard of that?
Yeah. I mean, but no major hurricane hit Miami while I was there. I was at fam when Andrew hit. You know what I'm saying? But none of them really hit Miami while I was there. Not no big ones like tropical storms. Actually, I was there when Katrina hit Miami, but it was just some bullshit when it hit Miami. And it skipped over into the Gulf, and then it grew into a big-ass Category 4-5 and hit New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I've been to a couple parties. Not party parties, but, like, I'm a kid. So, like, my grandma's house, they, you know what I'm saying, they got all the little canned goods and all of the foods and waters and shit. And then as it starts to get, like, you don't really be knowing, but as they probably looking at it, oh, this shit ain't going to hit us that hard. Then they just start cracking shit open and having a good time. You know what I mean? You know, people get together after the fact, especially, you know what I'm saying, when people power go off, you go loco up at somebody else who got power and everybody get it in. You bring that food that might have spoiled if you left it, take it to the next spot and get busy, you know? So it was always something to talk about, but the shit's never really went the same course that they anticipated. So, like I said, it ain't never hit when I was there. And even when Andrew hit, it didn't hit our part of town. It hit down south. I mean, but it tore that shit up. So it was a mess. But, you know, I remember afterwards, everybody had all kind of shit, all kind of water and food and cookouts and all kind of shit going on because it hit, it was some FEMA money going around. Everybody was getting it in, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Congregating and being one amongst each other and shit, you know, enjoying life.
Yeah, that's the thing about a disaster. You know, it's going to bring the people together. You know what I mean? For better or worse, yeah, it's going to bring them people together. The ones that I really remember particularly as far as coming way up top that I remember. I remember when I was young, Hurricane Gloria was a big one. And then I remember, man, shit, about 10 years ago, probably a little over 10 years ago, Hurricane Sandy. I remember that because it hit right around my birthday, and we had I had like a surprise party, and I remember a lot of cats couldn't get back home because Hurricane Sandy had just hit.
Yeah, I remember like, Sandy.
Yeah, I felt terrible about that shit. Yeah, fucking Sandy.
Sandy was a trip. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it came through though.
Yeah,
it for some shit. New York shit.
Yeah. Right, right. For us, it was low key devastating. I hate low key. I hate low key and I hate devastating. Fake. Yeah, it was high key. I know it's a nigga listening right now, like, what? I was just thinking about how he had to put a new roof on the house. Low key? Oh, hell no. Nah. He turned this whole shit off. Yeah, man. Yeah, prayers to the people that have been affected and those, you know, hopefully, you know, this one won't catch you, you know? How's it gonna tell you? I got a question.
Serious as cancer.
Yeah. Not that serious, but definitely something to think. Let me ask you this question. Now, if you could travel anywhere in the world, money is not an issue. Anywhere in the world, where would you go for vacation? Where would you go? Anywhere in the world.
Man, that's a wild question. Anywhere?
Anywhere in the entire whole world.
Only one place?
Only one place. Just what was like the top of your list, destination.
I ain't got no list. Shit. I ain't got no list.
Off the top of the head.
Money ain't an option anywhere in the world. I'm going to Africa first.
Uh-huh.
Now, which part is the question?
Right. Okay. What are you thinking?
Shit. Just on some strictly vacay shit?
Mm-hmm. Just shit.
I'm going to go to Zanzibar. It.
Okay. All right, back.
Okay. And okay. The only reason I say that.
Uh-huh.
Is because I once seen a list and it was like best places for black folks to travel to. And Zanzibar was number one. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, I never thought about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, the water is blue. You know, I don't know. Shit, I ain't been there, so shit. I would go there.
Like
money ain't no issue, shit.
Money ain't no issue.
You know how when money ain't no issue and shit? Like at every level, say as a kid. You got $10 and you going to the corner store, nigga. Anything's possible, nigga. You ain't even tripping. You know what I'm saying? You walk up to that motherfucker opening up whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it would be. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Go like to a Zanzibar. Kid in a candy store. Yeah, that ass. Shit. Yeah.
Give me
like,
the biggest, give me the biggest, bestest sweet, nigga. Shit.
Going we about to have some fun. Zanzibar sound fly. Now, all right, so this is the catch. This is the catch. So going to Zanzibar. Fly. Okay, fly, right? Now, this is the only thing. Going to Zanzibar, staying somewhere, fly.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, it'll be absolutely free. You flying out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Your flight out of Atlanta to Zanzibar, just two, not even back, to Zanzibar. You can't bring your phone. Can't look at your phone. You can't look at any movies on the flight. You can't read any books. You can't write.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is what they call, you know, raw dog life, right? So you just got to go play that shit like a fucking greyhound back in 89. You got you can't take a edible. You can't take an Ambien. You just got to be in the regular state of mind. Mm-hmm. And you just have to last that trip just with no amenities. Just you sitting in your seat. Now, if you naturally fall asleep, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But can you do it?
Hell yeah. Let me see how far this flight is. About to check the flight right motherfucking now, nigga.
Yeah, let me see how many hours that shit
money,
is.
I got money. I got to go by myself.
Yeah, well, you could. Yeah, well, if you go with somebody else, they gotta take the same parameters. They gotta
stick by the rules, too. This shit, niggas better follow the rules. Shit.
Oh, y'all both gotta pay.
Shit, nigga, we out of here. Let's see how long this flight.
Let me see this shit. Zanzibar flight time. 23 hours and 49 minutes. That's a day, nigga. That's a whole day. That's a day.
And you can't read a book or nothing?
You can't read not one book, nigga. You got
to going to Zanzibar, nigga. Hey, hey, that shit used to be like when I used to, before, you know what I'm saying, before phones had all the shit on it, you know what I'm saying? You just had your little flip, you know what I mean? And you got to go to L.A.
Right.
And they stick your ass in the middle seat.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, I used to just imagine to myself, this is how I used to prepare, nigga. I was like, you know, you be seeing on TV all them POWs from like Vietnam and shit. Mm-hmm. They be in a box and shit. Like, damn, how the fuck a nigga survive?
Right.
I just put myself in that mind frame and fucking seal everything off and just go, nigga. Ain't nothing to read. Mm-hmm. Just on that motherfucker, man. And I'll fall asleep here and there, but once you in that frame of mind, can't nothing shake you. So, you know, I ain't never been on no 24-hour flight, no shit like that, but, nigga, I could do it. I ain't tripping on that shit.
Bad.
And I'm going to get off and have a ball.
Oh, you're going to have a blast. Shit going to be free. Shit. And, you know, and on the way back, you can read a book, all of that. You bring a magazine. You can look at your photos on your phone and shit, all of that. You cool.
I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, here's the thing, man. And this is the big difference between my brain before and my brain now, right? See, my brain before, you could see an image of the future, right? What you want. And you just gonna be going to that motherfucker. It don't matter what's coming at you. You know what I'm saying? Oh shit, fuck that. Any haters, ha ha ha. Motherfucker problems, ha ha ha. Cause you see the end result and you just go. See me on that 24-hour flight, I know that blue beaches are at the end of it. You know what I'm saying? Unlimited, whatever. I got money. I ain't tripping, nigga. I'm getting in my POW frame of mind, and I'm out. So that's my take on it. I ain't tripping on that shit because I know what the end result finna be.
All right. That's what's up. That's big. Let us know in the comments. How far can you go? Because I don't know. I would love to think. I would try my hand at a good 23-hour flight. I know I could kill an Atlanta flight. I could go to Atlanta with nothing. I don't, you know what I mean? Well, I'd do that.
You ain't giving nigga that option before you said pick.
Oh, well, nah, because Atlanta's easy as shit.
I'd pick somewhere closer.
Right. But Greenland. That's why I wanted to be pie in the sky. I want that shit to be some pie in the sky shit. Atlanta, I mean, you go to Atlanta for $200-$300. Like Zanzibar, if you could go for the low for nothing, you got to at least roll that dice. I think LA could be a little tough, but I think I could do it. But 23 hours? Wow. Yeah, that's up. 23 hours, 49 minutes. That's a day.
That's 11
minutes
day.
Short of a
now,
day.
Now, nigga, I don't care, man. I done did not as bad, but I've done close for worse reasons. You know what I'm saying? I done rode a fucking 17, 18-hour Greyhound doing dumb shit and no books, no phone, just raw dogging. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit. Nigga, right. I could do that shit.
All right, bet. I think I would give it a shot. Especially if I don't got this shit handy. Right. You know what I'm saying? If I throw everything in the overhead compartment. As long as that shit ain't even in arm's length, I think I got a shot. Because the thing about these phones is I could say, yo, I'm not going to get on my phone, and then my phone is in my hand before I realize my phone is in my hand. I'm like, oh, shit, nigga, I'm in this bitch scrolling. I got a bill. Yeah.
And then it ain't fair because, nigga, I was trapped in the hospital for motherfucking weeks, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And for like a week and a half of that shit, I had no phone. And then, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't reading. I wouldn't even turn on TV. You just in that bed, staring at your toes or the wall, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They got these straps on my legs, so I couldn't really just get up. Mm-hmm. So your mind just switching to a whole nother mode. It's just like, all right, nigga, this is what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? You got it, you know. Yeah.
So, yeah, I can do that shit.
The mind is strong.
You talking to the wrong one at this point.
Okay. You got a leg up on the competition. You like, shit, hell yeah. Shit, I done been through it.
24? Okay.
Right, right. Shit.
The longest shit ever is being in that motherfucker and can't sleep. My nigga, that shit is the worst, nigga. That shit is the worst.
Where you just can't sleep at all. Like, your body just
won't go to sleep. You just in there, you trapped in there. Can't get up, you know what I'm saying? And then when I was at the goddamn rehab, nigga, I had the roommate. Remember I told you about the crazy roommate?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. I had to talk that nigga off the ledge. Like, this is the worst, man. I had to go home when that shit happened. I was like, man, I got to go.
Damn.
Up until that point, I was cool. But this shit, that's fucking goddamn almost 3 weeks in.
That's crazy. That's crazy to think that a roommate could fuck the whole recovery process up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Especially a bad attitude roommate, nigga. You need positive vibes, man. Because all that crying and complaining, nigga, ain't finna help.
Man, that's so funny. I was just thinking about that just recently. You know how a lot of, you know, I've been looking in some of these comment sections and shit like that. And there's always... I'll give you a perfect example. I saw this video with Jimmy Kimmel. Guess he was on Jennifer Hudson's show, right? She got a daytime show. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the daytime shows, they be, you know, they trying to make it cheery, trying to turn it into a, you know, let's get loose, let's have a good time, you know, whatever strategy they use. So Jimmy is coming from his dressing room. I guess he's taking a little long walk to the set, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you going from your dressing room, you about to go do television, even if it ain't live, you about to go do some television. You know, you might be a little bit in your head, or you trying to get your world right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there was like a whole line on either side of people. So almost like a black choir, but they ain't had no robes or it's just some black people that was like, what's his name? His name is Jay. You know, some old, you know what I mean? So spelt this whole shit out. Jimmy Kimmel, some old fly shit. I can't, I'm fucking up the rhythm and shit. I gotta find the flip. But you know, like some black people shit. You know what I'm saying? Get you hyped, nigga. But it's unexpected to Jimmy. And he's like, all right. You know what I mean? And it's like, after they you know, they put the stank on it. They're giving it to this brother. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel is his name. He's like, all right. You know what he. Like he don't really engage with it. He don't take it in. He don't, you know, dance. You know what I'm saying? None of that shit. You know. Mm-hmm. So I go to the fucking to the comments, and they was like, "Yep, that nigga failed the vibe check." I just love when these niggas hit you with the impromptu vibe check, the pop quiz. That nigga was so. In his head, and then I started saying Jimmy Fallon would have killed that, you know, because Jimmy Fallon way more fun. He love a good song and dance. It's like Jimmy, man, they pit the Jimmys against the Jimmys, pause if need be. But anyway, it was like, yeah, Jimmy Fallon would have had it, but this nigga failed the vibe check. And it's just such a thing, man. Like, it's just funny. Like, when sometimes you might just fail the vibe check. And as a black motherfucker, that shit is personal. That's tough. Nigga failed the vibe check. Oh, come on, my nigga. But yeah, that shit you just reminded me what you're talking about.
You can't get everybody a surprise vibe check. God dang.
Some niggas gotta study.
Yeah, nigga, he gotta get his mind right for that shit. Like, nigga,
that's
what
somebody in the comments was like, yeah, his publisher should have gave him the heads up. Cause you could tell he was a bit of overwhelm.
He ain't even used to being interviewed, nigga. He used to doing the
exactly. He the host. He the one that's, you know, got the, he the one that's kind of pulling the strings and shit like that. So he already off balance. And it was at least 20 black people. You know what I'm saying? He was like, damn, I thought it was just one. It was like, God damn, they got me.
You're like, I ain't even seen this many black people in TV ever.
Uh-huh. Shit. All right. What is this? He was just like, all right. Oh, man. What's going on with you, man? What's up? What else is cracking?
Man, I'm out here living life, man. You know, contemplating, yeah. You know, a new beginning. You know, taking steps towards that. You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out what that looks like without being able to see what that looks like. You know what I mean? Just using a new approach to thinking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You start to realize that, you know, it ain't that your shit is fucked up. It's just that you got used to using one tool and you got a whole toolbox here, nigga. You got to start figuring out other tools to use. You know what I'm saying? You can't hammer your way through every fucking thing, nigga. You got to, you know what I'm saying, get this Allen wrench out, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes one thing, you might have to use two things to equate, to get the equivalent of what you was doing with the one thing. So, you know, just toying with those types of concepts in my head, you know what I'm saying? Knowing that shit feels good to figure shit out, you know what I'm saying? So even when you figure out a little shit, it don't fix nothing. But that shit feel good to be, oh, shit, that's a motherfucking, yeah, that's what's up, you know what I mean? So I'm on that, you know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, survival-wise, I had to be on that. I just been chilling, man. We went out to a little spot last weekend, and it's a little spot, Buteco. It's like a little bar spot, you know what I'm saying? Where the older crowd is, you know what I'm saying? 40s, 50-somethings, you know what I'm saying? Still cool, you know, it's lightweight, early, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bar, most people stand right out in the little courtyard. They got the DJ Salah, he be jamming on some old soulful house shit, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I really caught wind of him during the pandemic before I was even down here. He was doing the, you know, live stream shit, so that was cool. And then so out there, it's cool, you meet some interesting people, because, you know, mostly everybody is fully formed, you know what I'm saying, a whole grown folk, but, you know, they just taking it easy on a motherfucking Wednesday night, so that was cool, you know what I'm saying. I ain't meet nobody interesting per se. It's just being in that crowd is a different vibe than going to a regular spot where it's everybody, or like a hot spot, or like the A-list crowd spot. It's like a Wednesday night, shit, get home before I can get to work tomorrow type shit. You know what I'm saying? But while I'm here, it's a good ass time, you know?
Yeah. Nah, that's what's up.
Damn, I need to bring that party back. While we playing,
what party?
We did an event in Brooklyn called A Good Ass Time. Probably, I don't know.
Oh, way back in it with DJ Soul and all of that.
Yeah, way back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, that's a look.
I had to bring that back.
That sets a tone too. A good ass time. That's something to, you know what I mean? That sets the table. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're going to have a good ass time.
I forgot about
that. We're going to have a good ass time. Yeah, hell yeah.
Nigga used to just be trying shit, boy, when you was younger.
Yeah. Can't lose that.
Yeah.
You can't lose that. I think it's just, Yeah, you can't lose that. You can't even overthink the shit.
I don't even know why. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, fuck it. You know what I mean? It's just like, me and my homeboy was talking one time. It's like 2012. Mm-hmm. Nigga was broke. He was broke. I was broke. We was talking because we used to be in college just doing shit. And he was like, man, what did we do then that we ain't doing now? You know what I'm saying? And it took me a long time. It took me about 3 days to figure that shit out because I was stumped. Like what was work? Why was working then? That it ain't working now. And then I woke up with that shit one day. Like, that's it. And I called that nigga. I was like, nigga, back then, niggas woke up expecting that shit to happen. You know what I'm saying? It was no other option in your mind that we weren't finna have a good time. I don't care if we had no money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We went to every fucking thing we could go to. You know what I'm saying? We always found somewhere we gonna get something good to eat. You know what I'm saying? Always find some chicks to be with. It was never a problem at all because we expected that shit to work every single time. Mm-hmm. We didn't, when we started the show. Nigga jumped on the road, $20, and a motherfucking, he drank beer. I ain't really drink like that. He had like a little thing of Red Bull, like the Red Budweiser Bull. Not Budweiser, but Slitch Malt Liquor Bull. You know what I'm saying? But they got the red version.
Okay.
So he had a thing of that. And then I probably had like an ounce of reefer that I was selling. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And reefer. Uh-huh. Yeah, nigga, we just got on the road. You know what I'm saying? I like that for dramatic effect. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I get it. Nah, that shit, it sets a tone. Yeah, it sets a scene.
Niggas call you OG and shit. You're like, yeah, nigga, some reefer.
Yeah, out of manila envelope.
Yeah, this was just after the manila. This was the Ziploc bag era. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
The little zippies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. $10
zippies.
The end? Yeah, okay.
So, jumped on the road. We go to Albany State, we kick it, we go to motherfucking his old girl house in Columbus, ate breakfast, then we went to Tuskegee. And then went over to my people house in Tuskegee, and her boyfriend answered the door. And he was like, yeah, man, shit, what y'all about to do? He was like, nigga, we chilling. What's up? He was like, yeah, they having a party down here. We gonna walk over there. It was like a day house party type shit, like a afternoon, Friday, after work situation at somebody crib. And he was like, you smoke? I was like, nah, but I got it. He was like, oh, word, come on. Nigga, that nigga sold out everything, nigga, within about 2 hours, nigga. I'm like, we was flush with some cash, nigga. It was just life, man. It all worked out. And then that's what we based the TV show on. That whole, that same, we made that same trip about a month later and shot that shit. And We never even thought that something could go wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't worried about shit. But when he asked me that question, I just remember thinking, nigga, we wake up worried about everything, nigga. Damn, I owe this bill, I owe that bill. Damn, these motherfuckers gonna be calling. These niggas gonna try to cut my goddamn shit off. Yeah, that's how you wake up in the morning. My motherfucking wife gonna be tripping. My kids gonna need this. God told mighty, nigga, we gonna be out of these groceries in about 4 days. Woo! Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you wake up with just you expecting the worst shit to happen every single time. And then I had to change that. I had to change the way I thought. You know what I'm saying? And revert back to the ways of at least keeping positive shit on deck to think about. Even when all the bad shit was happening, you just keep some positive shit on deck. And that shit helps, man. And I know that shit sound crazy. It don't even sound like nothing because it's no action involved except for your expectations and then moving with those expectations.
I was just going to say, or removing the expectations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just to have a fucking blast is it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not even thinking about what could happen or what's gonna happen. You know, like,
well, we thought that shit was gonna happen. We about to have a good time, nigga. We finna, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. And that was just how a nigga woke. It's a Monday, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's Monday. It's Tuesday evening. You know what I'm saying? Nigga just be on campus, finish class at motherfucker 4:30 on a Wednesday. Like, shit. Where it's at. That's just how we looked at life.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You gotta tap back into that shit. I know when I was young, like, it was definitely about missions and war stories. You know, like, it was just like, yo, nigga, we gonna go on a mission. And it was just whatever that entailed. Like, we going here. We going downtown, or we going to this spot, or we going here. Like, we just gonna meet up at this time, and we gonna get on the train, or shit, if we going out of town, like, wherever, we just, we going to get it in. See what's cracking. We got, maybe I have a destination in mind. We got a destination in mind. But whatever happens is whatever's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because the mission is the fun part. Like, just going and just going with the flow, and you got some direction, and like, just the fact that there's some purpose to the day. Mm-hmm. And then the war story is everything that happened when you come back and you like, oh shit, we went to that spot, niggas tried to front on us, but then we got in, that shit was crazy, nigga. Mm-hmm. Ah, and then like, you just live for that. And that was it. And I think, I was thinking about this way back in the day, like, and maybe this is specific to working in music industry or entertainment or whatever, right? I remember this clearly. Back in the days particularly, I don't know how it is now. You know, I don't know what the industry consists of or what's the, you know, what's the context of it all. But back in the days, there was a moment when there was the excitement of just being in the mix to acting like you had been there before, right? Mm-hmm. And almost adopting a jaded attitude to it all. Like, you just unimpressed by this shit because it's kind of like the armor of moving around in this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't spend your existence in this industry dazzled by everything that drove you to be in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit. Like, oh, you know, like, you can't be, your head can't be on a swivel. You know what I'm saying? You're just looking crazy. So there's a part of you that could adopt just a real jaded point of view, or like, you just suppress the excitement. And I remember one of my like younger colleagues, right? When he was coming into the game, he was excited about a lot of shit. And there was a moment where I was going, you know what I mean? Like, kind of be like, yo, all right, Bob. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I was like, you know what? Let me not even, you know what I'm saying? Let me not fucking rain on nobody's parade. Let them live that life. Let them enjoy this shit, because it's kind of fly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to see the shit again. Like, oh shit, this, you know what I mean? Yeah, this is some fly shit. This is kind of cool, you know? And I think as you get older, the more stuff that you're experiencing and the more stuff that you've seen and you've done, it could kind of set not only just expectations, but like a level of expectations to where it's like, now a good ass time was just, there was no baseline to it. It was just using the moment. Shit was fun. You know what I mean? Your man's had a bottle of Red Schlitz. You had the reefer on deck. Y'all met somebody. The shit was cool. You hustled the shit off. Now y'all got money and everything is just on the up and up. It is what it is, you know? Now it's like, if you allow it to be, it's like, hold on, where's the section? How we getting bottles? Who's in here? What's the deal? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, all of this other shit. And it's all of this other shit to kind of to fill before you even get to the baseline of, all right, now I'm ready to enjoy myself. And it's, it's like, damn, you've missed it. You missed the whole shit. You missed the whole shit. You know, it back, you know, reminds me of, as we was talking about going to Zanzibar with nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, be for back then, like, I could have went to Mars with nothing. If we go to Mars, all I got to do is check. I can go to Mars twice. But it also reminds me just like just expectations and just being open. You know that you must have seen this meme because they use it for so many different things. But it's the little classic little meme. It's like a bus. And on one side, it's a dude that's looking real like forlorn in the face looking out the window. Mm-hmm. And then it's on the other side, so they can look out the window just so happy and shit. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, everything mm-hmm. is a beautiful thing. And it's that simple. It's that simple. It's that simple, but it's very hard, though. It's very hard because sometimes you don't even realize the shift. You don't realize when you became jaded. You don't realize when you put so much on. Now you need accommodations. You know what I'm saying? Like, accommodations? What are my accommodations? You know what I mean? Like, I got a rider now. These are the things that I need to enjoy myself, you know? Right, and it's right, just right. like,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, you could get in your own way of it for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And the further along you get, you know what I'm saying, the more requirements you have, which we all should. You know what I'm saying? We should have rules. But we also should have a rule of expecting to, you know, enjoy it to the fullest, or at least experience it to the max. You know what I'm saying? And with that, you know, you gotta take your little rider versus, you know what I'm saying, what's available and net it out.
Right. Or like, even if you got expectations, right, or whatever, don't yield to the demand of these expectations. Because that's a while, like, the expectations become hard and fat. Like, the shit, like, the perks, they become, like, needs. When they really still just perks. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I hear people, even myself, if I think about it. But, like, I'll talk to friends of mine, like, and they'll create a life for themselves or a lifestyle for themselves that, you know, in order to maintain it, you got to bust your ass. And it almost like you present it to yourself as this hamster wheel, but it was a hamster wheel that you designed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't particularly need all of this shit, but you've convinced yourself that you do. So now you don't even enjoy it as much. It's just some shit that you got to maintain because, you know, it shows the perception or projection of, like, status or, like, luxury or, like, you know, balling on a certain level that it might not even, like, a lot of motherfuckers don't even really pay attention to that shit. It probably don't even register to everybody that you want it to, whatever. But I was just thinking about that. I just been thinking about that. It's, you know. But look, it is what it is. I got questions. Real, just random shit. Have you seen? I've been seeing this. I think it's a generational thing. I'm sure it is. But a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel with cream cheese. You ever heard about this?
Nah. Not something that I would do, but I could see it.
It wasn't something. It's nothing that I would even conceive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And when I first heard, because I've heard a couple times now. Like, first time I heard, I was like, what the fuck is that? Because I was watching one of these little YouTubes, and it was somebody from out of town, like, but they were in New York and they were trying to, like, live the New York lifestyle. And it was like, yo, you know, you got to get a bacon, egg, and cheese. And my man said, you got to get the bacon, egg, and cheese with the cream cheese on a bagel. And I was like, what the fuck told you that? But, you know, like, there's so many different things going on. This cat was like a younger cat. So I was like, that sounds crazy. But at the same time, you know, the shit didn't look bad. Then it's almost like the algorithm, right? I've seen this shit quite a few times since. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm like, I would at least try the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just to see what it is. You know, it reminds me of like them little smash or pass posts that I see online where they got all of these, you know what I'm saying, like Big Bat Cuisine. And it's like, would you, Would you try this? Would you, you know what I mean? That's what it is. Would you try fucking White Castle burgers with oxtail on it? And you know what I mean? It's like, huh?
Niggas be doing any old shit.
Niggas is doing whatever.
I don't know if I would go order that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's too much consistency, like, consist, like, you know, when shit be thick.
Textures.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, first of all, bagels, I don't like bagels and eggs because the bagel too much to contend with to get to your little soft piece of egg. You see what I'm saying? That's a lot of work. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I see what you're saying.
Trying to get through the bagel to the goddamn egg, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's already off rip. You know what I'm saying? The sour cream, it would probably have to be super, super thin. Not the thick sour cream they put on the bagel. That probably wouldn't work. Because I actually discovered, I didn't think I would like this, but I was in the bodega, me and rest in peace, Lloyd, you know what I'm saying, from Bed Stuy. Yep. And he was like, yo, let's go get some breakfast. And then we walked to the bodega, we walking down, and he make an order. And I was going to get me a bacon, egg, and cheese, because, you know, this particular spot, they got the beef bacon, you know what I'm saying? That's what I grew up on, so shit. What up, Ock? You know what I mean? So, so you know, we ordered a bacon, egg, and cheese, but he was like, yo, I want motherfucking lettuce, tomatoes, and mayo on mine. I was like, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have thought of that. Right. I was like, all right, just do two. Because, you know, I was feeling froggy.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit was delicious. I was like, damn, this is all right. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know. Because, like, if you got a BLT, it's the same shit. It's just got a little layer of egg on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I was like, this is all right. So, anytime I'm in New York and I go to that bodega, that's what I get. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Shout out to Lloyd, because, you know, that's how I remember it.
Nah, that's what's up.
I don't do it nowhere else, though.
Nah, that's good, though. It's good. And it's good that bodega's still around.
They was the first ones that did the bodega upgrade, the gentrified
the bodega
upgrade.
Up, with the oat milk and shit like
that?
No,
I'm just saying, just the look. You know what I'm saying? Before, bodega, you know, look like a Chinese restaurant. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shroudedness. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Coke 45 ads and shit covering up the windows and shit. You can't look in there to see who in there if you're going to rob the shit. See, they was the first
one.
Yeah, that shit was shrouded in mystery.
That's hilarious.
Like a nigga house in the hood. You know, you go in the suburbs and shit. White people had their shit. No fucking curtains and shit. Just windows.
Like, just looking all through the open the format. Hood, before shit, open format was a thing.
The hood be shrouded, nigga.
Mind your business.
So
like a speakeasy.
Yeah, so this particular spot, it was the first one. They changed the outside. They put the fruit stand out there with the instead of all the liquor ads or the beer ads and shit, they start putting up the fruit and the smoothies and the, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You go in there, they got a whole display of nuts that you can choose from by the pound. You know what I'm saying? You know, they were the first ones in Bed Stuy, on my side of Bed Stuy, to do that. So
okay.
It was already ahead of the curve, especially like making the juices and shit. So,
right.
So, you know, they definitely didn't go out of business. I was just there, you know, a couple weeks ago. They was in business. You know what I'm talking about? And when they got the same shit.
Yeah, that's good. That's good one. You know what I mean?
And then, you know, a lot of the bodegas have switched over to the gentrified look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Got the kettle chips in there now, and you know what I mean? Kale chips. You know what I'm saying?
craft
chips. Beers.
For sure. Yeah, it's different. It's different. Expensive ice cream. McConnell's. Oh, man. Nah, I've had lettuce and tomato on a bacon, egg, and cheese. I never had it with mayo, though.
I thought it was a nice little touch. It gave it a little savoriness, you know what I'm saying? That made it feel a little more hearty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It definitely ain't your everyday egg look, but if you know what I'm saying, if you're strolling through Bed Stuy, you know what I'm talking about.
Call it the Lloyd.
Call it the Lloyd, you know what I'm saying? Get you a Mr. Lloyd sandwich.
That's what it is. Oh, shit, man.
What happened?
guess it's about this time to talk about, you know.
Yeah, man. You right.
Talk about the finale of Power.
Yeah, man.
Book 2, Ghosts.
We spent a lot of years with Power.
It has come to a close. At least this book. We've gotten to the end of this book. This chapter, this book is a rizap. And, you know. Let's talk about it, man.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, talk to me, man. What you think?
Yeah, it was a letdown, you know what I'm saying? If I just want to jump out there with it.
Yeah,
you know
go
what
ahead
saying?
Say what you feel.
You know, it didn't give all that it could have. You know what I'm saying? It was very Game of Thrones-ish. Let's wrap this bitch up real quick, put a bow on it, get the fuck out of here. And then left it like it wasn't even over. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like it was a middle episode. Like it's episode 6.
Like we about to, you know, Power like the start of on a fucking new chapter in the middle of an ending. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though they ain't coming back. You like the start of storyline. Like, nigga, what the fuck is Tariq coming back? What we doing? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. Okay, so it's so crazy. I didn't even watch it twice. Like, I typically, you know, particularly this is like a episode of note. I feel like I should have watched it twice for this recap. From what I remember, I just thought, let me just kind of run through it, what I remember. Okay, so we fresh off of Monet, gunned down, done. You know, and they're at the open up. They're at the crime scene. The kids are there with the long faces, you know, long faces, but still not talking to the cops because they got revenge on their brain. You know, I felt like they were all maybe stunned or whatever. But I just felt like they was a little subdued just for the matriarch of the Tejada family to just have been gunned down.
It was
out of all of them, like, because this is 3 different personalities.
Yeah.
And they was all even keel. You know what I mean? All on code of, you know, just hold it down. You know what I'm saying? Grieve easy because we going to get the payback. So cops is like, you know, cop did kind of get Kane a little upset. He was like, you know, why don't you figure it out? You know, one of those type of things. But that was about the most spark of it all. So now they tight. Meanwhile, Tariq, Braden, Effie, they're back at the little, I guess, little garage or whatever with Carter still, you know, tied up. You know what I'm saying? You know, still, you know, kind of
subdued.
Yeah, subdued. They don't really know. They don't know what to do. He captive, talking shit, sunning them. Yeah. You know what I mean, nigga? What are you doing? What's your next play? You don't what's even know plan? What the fuck you're gonna do. I got you on camera killing Zion. If you kill me, everybody gonna come. You know what I mean? You'll be in jail immediately. If you don't let me go, the fucking whole NYPD's already tracking me right now. You know. Mind gaming them, you know what I'm saying? And Tariq typically is unflappable, but he looking a little flustered, you know what I'm saying? But somehow, I forget exactly how, he has a call with Davis. You know, and Davis is available to everybody still, you know what I'm saying?
All the sides.
Yeah, but without really ever compromising the shit, you know? I mean, as much as he can, you know? Davis is like, he's like, yeah, man, this motherfucker Carter, he got a video with me killing Zion. You know what I'm saying? Davis is like, well, you got to get some shit on him. And Tariq was like, true that, you right. And that was it. You know what I mean? It was just, and what I appreciate about Tariq is it's just like, all of this shit is just like a math problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. You're right. Fair enough. I got this. So then he says to Effie, he was like, yo, we got to figure out Where's his weak spot? What's going on? Braden's like, well, you know, he's kind of bugged out off of Denise. You know what I mean? His wife. He's a little crazy about her. Maybe there's some shit there. You know what I mean? Somehow they figure out, did he kill somebody? Is he a crooked cop? He got to be a crooked cop. I forget how they landed on the fact that, oh, no, they didn't. They went. They were like, well, let's find out some shit about what happened with Denise. Effie, we need you to go break into the mainframe. You know, Effie will get into the mainframe of everything, anywhere, anywhere. All she needs is a jump drive and a Wi-Fi signal in 4 to 6 minutes. She going to have the whole shit. So they say, yo, break into the mainframe, blah, blah, blah. What we need is, you know, some information. Somehow, I forget exactly. Again, I only watched it one time. I believe they find out a little something. Uh-oh, turns out he might have killed Tate. Might have killed Officer Tate, you know. What? Yeah, might have killed Officer Tate. So now we got to figure this out. So at the same time, Kane, Diana, and Drew come down. They just pull up to the little hideout, long faces and shit. Tariq found out, I guess, from Davis. Yo, oh, also Monet dead. So just FYI. So they walk in. No, I don't think they. Did he know that? I don't think he knew that.
I was
he didn't know that.
I was talking.
Nah, because they wasn't there.
Because
when they pull up, it's so funny. They pull up, and it's just like, yo, my condolences. You know what I'm saying? Monet. And it was just how they cycled through the condolences. Effie gave her a little begrudging. Nah, you know, look, Monet was a real one. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is this? So anyway, boom. That's what's going on there. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, Noma is spiraling a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because she knows she ready for the, she know niggas is coming for her. You know what I'm saying? She done gunned down Monet. Meanwhile, her brother, young Patrick Ewing face, he's upset. And his squad, they like, yo, Noma, you making shit hot. We're not fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, either you stand down and let us lead, or we're going to abandon you. She's like, well, fuck it then. You know what I mean? Because they set up like they trying to set up a little trick for her. To come to a hangar, because that was the whole thing. If we charter a flight, it's going to pop
it's
up on
ping
her
her
thing.
Phone. She'll see it. She's going to try to come.
She'll fall in. Meanwhile, same time, what's the daughter's name? Anya? Anya. You know, Anya's so spoiled and shit. Anya's like, tell me the truth. What's going on? You know what I mean? And she's barking on her in a way where I'm feeling like, there was at least 3 or 4 times where Noma could have at least slapped her. I don't know. I realized a lot about myself watching this show. Maybe I'm a little too belligerent and bloodthirsty. You
maybe
know what I'm saying?
Traumatized. Like,
yeah, it could be. Could be. Yeah, maybe it wasn't a lot of soft parenting. I don't know, but it just felt as though she was really pushing that shit. You know what I'm saying? It was just felt like there was at least one opportunity where it would have been a wah-ga-ga-ga-ga. You know what I mean? Just pow-pow. Just let her know. But, you know, Noam was very patient. She said, look, you know, listen. Truth is, yeah, I'm a queen pen. You know what I'm saying? And your father got in the way, so we had to put him down because he was on some bullshit. And I'm doing it only for you. You just got to know that I'm only doing this whole thing for you, which is some bullshit. But I'm doing it for you. You know what I'm saying? And look, I'm about to go out here and handle some business. And when I come back, if you're not ready, I'm snatching you by your ankles and we getting on the thing. So it was like, okay, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of bully ball. I'm running through this whole shit. So I think at some point, and look, you could grab the baton at any point. Let me get one more minute of cooking, and then I'm gonna pass it to you because I feel like my shit is a little foggy. For whatever reason, they need more information about what Carter did. So, you know, Effie probably can't get into the police station like she would like to. So she tells Drew, yo, Drew, just go out there, take this jump drive. All you got to do is plug it in, hit this, bing, 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 give it a couple minutes. You'll be able to delete everything off the mainframe. We'll clear ourselves. We'll be straight. You know what I'm saying? So she fucking sends Drew to go out there and do it for whatever reason. You know, niggas is just, they don't really monitor Drew like that. You know, Drew's kind of good now. Drew walks in, they ain't got no cameras in the office or whatever. He plugs it to the thing and, you know, shit is deleting. You know, at the same time, Carter, oh, they let Carter go. I forget. They let Carter go.
Yeah, they come to a bullshit agreement.
Yeah. Look, I won't kill you. You don't care. I forget what the agreement was, but we're going to let you go. We're going to call it. We're going to be cool. I'm going to let you go. So Carter's back. Chilling at work or whatever.
It's basically that they'll both sit on the information. Carter got information that he killed Zion and shit, Tyreek, you know, got him in the bind. So, shit, if you let me go, I won't say shit about you. You won't say shit about me.
Right. You know who did you know what with you know who? Let's just keep that between me and you.
Right.
All
right,
so boom. So he's out there. Carter's back in the thing. He's back in the evidence room trying to, you know, throw people off the scent and shit. And old Nico, people kind of fumbling through the boxes. That sparks Nico, because old Nico already been a little, like just a little off and a little suspicious since old Jasmine. Was her name Jasmine? What's her name?
Lady Got Cop.
Lady Cop that caught the cast iron to the face. So, and off of Tate. So he like, what the fuck is going on? So anyway, he peeked that Carter did something with the boxes. Drew's in there. He's deleting the whole Zion shit. So now the Zion thing is wiped. Drew comes back, reports back. I believe at this point, that's when, does Tariq engage Carter again? Tell him to come down here? What happens to where, how does Carter wind up back at the scene of the, at the back at the little hideout. Oh, yeah. Well, let's. Yeah. Go ahead. You go ahead. Cause
no,
I'm,
I mean, I forgot how he got there, but eventually Carter's just like, nah, fuck that. We gonna kill Tariq. You know what I'm saying? And Drew is supposed to handle that. You know what I'm saying? I forget how they.
Right.
Because remember, Drew
right.
got caught in. He was in the office, so
right.
Carter like, what the fuck is you? What the fuck you want? But you know, he was deleting. He had deleted the files. But so right. he played ball. He's supposed to kill Tyreek. You know what I'm saying? And that's how that goes, some kind of way.
Right.
Let's see. So then, you know, obviously, when Noma comes to the hangar, she has some help. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what happened with that shit.
She brought the police, and then Kane is like,
"Oh yeah,
look,
Kane,
y'all
yeah,
don't
Kane,
get arrested."
Kane, yeah,
yeah.
Kane went
don't
in,
get arrested. Mm-hmm.
Kane like, y'all go ahead, and then Kane, you know what I'm saying, took the lead for them all, or whatever. Huh?
Right.
Yeah, what the fuck that? Did he die?
No. Kane didn't die. Kane just got hit in the shoulder or in the arm. So, but he one shot. Bow. Noma's done. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
quick, somehow.
He put her down. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Quick, faster to hurry. And in the midst of all of these cops, Kane got it off. You know what I'm saying? Somehow, Diana and Drew, they didn't get arrested. They got detained, but they back out. You know what I mean? They back out. So Kane, he back. He's recuperating. He's on the mend. He's back over there with Effie. You know what I'm saying? Effie, you know,
full size bed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That shit was funny to see on TV. Is that a fool?
Yeah, it's something crazy. So he like, you know, she's like, yo, you hot. You can't really go out in the world, this, that, and the other thing. I forget what Kane say. All I need is some money to get my shit going, whatever.
I got
Effie
you.
Pulls a big, heavy attaché, a satchel with all types of money. She's like, yeah, this is the money that I saved to go to Stanford. But, you know, I made it. I can make it again. I said, what? What is going on here? That's the one thing that really killed me as a plot point. Effie, for the last at least season and a half, has been super broke and striving, trying to get a foot in and get to the next level so she could actually have some security for herself, and trying to turn her back on the game. And
that's one of the things. Go ahead.
She's just that open off of that man Kane that she was just like, yo, man, hold that, nigga. I know you have ambiguous plans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You a wild card ass nigga, but you know, I'll invest in you. I'll invest in you. I don't know.
All that motherfucking dope these motherfuckers selling all these seasons, and they ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's trick shit. They don't never be having no money. You know what I'm saying? They always start from scratch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I did it again, I could start it over. Nigga, what? you sold all the dope. running distro for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You promising nigga, we run your whole distro. Ghost always had money.
Ghost was never broke. Yeah, I don't know what they spending their money on, all that.
They ain't got no cars except for Kane.
No. Yeah. And Monet. I don't know. So I will say this. The one thing that I forgot to say that was interesting. We talked about this last week. Catching bodies became real. Like, Diana is good at it now.
Oh, yeah. She's
Diana went from her first body. Woo-wee. Yeah, she tore Anya ass up. Bow, bow, bow. Like, 3 to the back. Perfect shot. You know what I'm saying? Now you know how I feel.
Yeah, so the setup to that, you know, the plan was Tariq was supposed to go sweet talk Anya like he was saving her from their clutches. And then she was going to tell him where Norma was hiding out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it worked. And I don't know how Norma, being a whole gangster queen pin, first question was, how the fuck you got here? You know what I'm saying? To the secret location. You know what I'm saying? So she didn't, though. She was just happy to see her daughter. And as soon as her daughter, you know, walked up the steps, she got Diane lit her ass up. They like, nigga, that wasn't the plan. But that's, now she knows how I feel. It was like the beginning of a villain story in fucking Marvel DC era, you know what I'm saying? Universe. Now Diana becomes a villain. She's the new Monet. Maybe Ghost Book, whatever next is Diana.
Tejada 2.
Miss Tejada. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Starring Tariq.
Right.
Because his story never ended. You know what I'm saying? He goes home, goes see his mama, let her know everything good. Nigga, we good. Everything worked out. All my enemies is dead. Nigga, we scrape. Now, that being said, I can't live with y'all because I'm about to go deep in the game and I can't have no ties. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go in the game. You know what I mean? I'm in it. And I'm like, where you going? I mean, we supposed to imagine this game, or this is how the series going to end? We just imagine that Tariq becomes a big-time dope dealer. So Tariq gets back with his crew. Let Effie know she can't get out the game. You know what I'm saying? Tell Brayden, nigga, we ain't partners no more. We gonna keep doing this thing, but we ain't partners, nigga. You work for me. Brayden like, what? Yeah. Nigga, I thought you was my brother. He's like, nigga, you work for me. Then he just got to accept it like Tommy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And shit. And that's the gang is all here and ready to go for the next reboot or whatever. Well, not reboot, but spinoff. I don't know. Shit. I don't know what
They had that little postscript portion.
After I didn't even credits. Get that shit.
I didn't get that either. I don't know who he was on the phone with. It just looked like, was it supposed to be business as usual? Is it supposed to be a cliffhanger? I don't know. But that shit really added nothing to the fact.
It was not like a Marvel flick.
Definitely was not. Definitely was not one of those looks. And then even the Tasha thing, he could have been let Tasha be in witness protection. She was in witness protection. He's like, all right, bet. Now go back to witness protection. The fuck? What was the whole reason of pulling her out?
Right.
I didn't understand that. That was weird.
Yeah.
You know,
Then Diana is, she want to take She's over Monet now. And Drew, like, fuck that. I'm going to paint.
Yeah, I'm going. I got a fellowship. When did this nigga apply for a fellowship?
Nigga,
yeah.
Between jail killings and street killings and.
Yeah, nigga. Man.
When?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Nigga, kidnappings.
Yeah. Right, right.
Man, please. We ain't never seen this man pick up a pen. Let alone fill out an application for a fellowship.
He ain't painted in at least two seasons. Zeke was alive when he was painting.
I mean, and you I don't even know if we seen it, nigga. He just like on some JJ shit. Just behind the the canvas.
Right, right, yeah. He got a fellowship.
I mean, yeah. I mean, JJ got a fellowship like he had a fellowship to jail. Nigga, he just wake up in jail one day.
Right.
Commit a jail murder and then be home.
Carter's in jail.
Right. So they set him up, you know what I'm saying, to take a you know what I'm saying, turn over on Nico, make Nico to blame, but they got Nico in the shadows.
Mm-hmm. Some Maury Povich shit.
Yeah. Goddamn Carter, you are the father. Of these motherfucking handcuffs now.
Right, basically.
So Nico came out on some old, you know what I'm saying, superhero cop thing. But then in the end, shit, Nico was on the take too. He was just as dirty as before. But he running it now.
Yeah, now he got a raise. Davis is back with his, he got his lawyer, license back. He could practice law again. You know, you got to see Columbo again, and Jenny Sachs, you know, for a quick moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it just felt very underwhelming. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know what I expected. I thought somebody else would have died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Noma died, okay. That was, I kind of figured that would happen, but I just thought somebody, like, of the... one of the main characters might have died. Like, maybe if Kane died, I think that would have been a better look. But maybe they saving him for a spinoff. I don't even know.
Then why say Tariq? This shit don't even look like the end.
It don't look like the end. It don't look like the end because, I mean, what's the new story? Like you said, maybe they follow Diana. I don't know if people really want to see that. No. You know what I'm saying?
All that face acting.
I don't think nobody really want to see that shit. It was mad, man.
Yeah.
Old power.
Can't wait for Raising Kanan.
Raising Kanan coming back about a month. Mm-hmm. No, he keep them shits coming though. Yeah. Raising Kanan coming right on back, and I'm ready for that because that's the creme de la creme. Mm-hmm. That's the creme de la creme besides old OG power. You know what I'm saying? Man, let's get this.
Can't wait to see Uncle Marvin. You know what I'm saying? Eating shit. Them niggas be having a real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a touch to that. That's like real. You know what I'm saying? It makes Uncle Marvin a real person that he like to just eat. You know what I'm saying? Nigga always eating something, cereal, whatever. Nigga come in your house, grab your cereal box. Like, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't eat on power, nigga. They don't do shit. They show up.
They sit down at the table. They don't really break into nothing. Yeah. They'll sit down at the table with a feast.
Yeah, but I don't even know if I ever seen no food.
But no, you see some food. Monet done put down some like delicious looking fried chicken.
I ain't never seen Tyreek eat, cooked. Man.
Oh, Tyreek, I don't know about that. Yeah, I ain't never really seen him eat nothing.
Brayden.
I ain't never seen
none of that.
Yeah, Brayden just snorting. You know what I'm saying? You know,
niggas don't sleep, niggas don't eat, they just show up, kill shit,
get dressed,
fuck,
get dressed, smash and dash, that's it, shit was whatever, that was a damn shame, the shit was turned out to be whatever.
Well, it
is what it is.
I will say this.
Uh-oh. Go ahead with the reprieve.
Tyreek was probably the most hated character in the Power series to start this spinoff. Mm-hmm. And he kind of turned the corner, you know what I'm saying, and became all right, you know what I'm saying? They didn't give him a good ending, but he turned the corner from being most hated, you know what I'm saying, hated spoiled child in a TV series that's black, to becoming, you know what I'm saying, a formidable character that we actually paid attention to.
I agree with that. Yeah, he won the people over from the door, from season one of Ghost. He won the people over because, Power, OG Power, people couldn't stand him. Then he killed then he killed Ghost. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga was, he was the heel. And the next thing you know, we was fucking with him. It was
Monet gave us good looks, you know what I'm saying? Gave us vintage Mary J, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. She was one note on her acting, but you know what I'm saying? We learned to live with it and we learned, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Boots.
Tall. Yeah. You know, she was very Mary J. Blige, period.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. So, yeah.
But that's a good look for TV. Method Man turned into a sex symbol right in front of our eyes. I mean, not that he wasn't before, I guess, to some people, but you know what I'm saying? Legitimately internet era sex symbol. Right. You know what I'm saying? Which got kind of annoying, but you know, hey. It worked.
It turned into a caricature for this last season for sure. But I will say though, he's really developed into an actor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like depending on how old you are, there's probably a lot of people that don't even really know Method Man to be a rapper now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He kind of took that, you know, he turned that corner a little bit. Yeah.
This probably would help start his acting career. Not start it, but help redefine it and make it a more formidable thing.
Yeah, where he's not, that's Method Man.
Right.
You know, because he's been acting in a lot of shit for a while.
He's Clifford now.
Yeah, he's on his way to being a thespian. If he get like one or two real serious roles, it could be, you know, it could be there. You know what I'm saying? So that was interesting. Was what it was.
Shit, go ahead, Kane got a future. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Kane looked good on screen as far as an actor. Like, he looked solid, you know what I mean? You know, Norma did her thing. You know what I'm saying?
Anya did her thing.
I'll
be honest with you.
Anya
did her thing.
She's like a burgeoning actress on the rise, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Look to see her in other things. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What you think about Drew and Effie? Think you'll see them in anything?
Yeah. I mean, Effie, you know, I wish I was young and was able to get his critique because I'm not. But Effie looks like.
Go ahead now.
You know, because when you're young, you got a different view on shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I can't wait to see her as something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Effie looked like she could, you know what I'm saying? Like she could be one of the ones, you know what I'm saying? At least in the space. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's like when Jada Pinkett first came out, right? Jada Pinkett menaced to society. You know what I mean? Like, we seen her in a different world. And you're like, oh, she could be something. You know what I'm saying? And then you seen her in Menace. Was like, she became the homie, lover, friend type of character, holding the nigga down, trying to get him out the game, but she understand it. You know what I'm saying? Baby daddy in jail. She became very recognizable to our group. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn. Like, back then, it wasn't a whole lot of options. You know what I'm saying? So you had pretty straight, clean-cut people, you know what I'm saying, Lisa Bonet and all of them, you know, the shit that was on TV, 227 and shit like that. But then this was like a character that you knew from the hood, you know what I'm saying, which made us like her as an actress. Like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? Then she went left on some other shit after that. But, you know, at that moment, she was at the peak of blackness and you know, one to watch for us.
Accessible.
Yeah, she was one to watch. So I think Effie is one to watch. I think Anya is one to watch and would like to see them in roles that, you know what I'm saying, that embody a bigger platform. And, you know, so I think she got a little future on her. You know what know what I'm saying? That's it. All them other people, you know, whatever.
About Michael Rainey. Michael Rainey.
Oh, Michael Rainey. He's legit. He's solid. I mean, I don't know if they're going to keep him around the Power Universe another round, but he's solid.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he got to do something outside of it to kind of get the Tariq off of him.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I know a lot of people say that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that he shouldn't. You know what I mean? But I don't think he's no way typecasted where you wouldn't want to see him in nothing else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I would like to see him in something different. Like, because he's been in Power since the beginning. So he's dedicated at least 10 years of his life to this shit. He grew up on this shit. And it's funny, I saw a clip. I guess he did a movie with Common way back in the day when he was a kid. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, and Common was giving him a compliment. They were both on Sway. And he was like, man, this kid was great when he was a child. Like, you know, kind of speaking about him as like a prodigy. And I just think that I want to see like the range, because I think he definitely got it, you know, similar to like what, I mean, we've seen a little bit more, actually, at least more memorable range with Woody, you know what I'm saying? Because he played Bobby Brown and then he played Kane. So it's like you could see two totally different performances that were memorable. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm curious to see how Tariq would like blend into a whole nother character, give life to a whole nother character to see what will happen. Yeah. So yeah, it'd be kind of,
I think he could do
cool
it.
To see that. I know he could do it. I want to see it done.
But
you know what I'm saying? Where you like, oh shit.
What I don't want to see.
Go ahead.
It's not a specific role, but it's a specific mindset. A lot of times when somebody play a role that's like groundbreaking and it's one thing.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, fuck that, I'm going to do something totally left just to shake that. You know what I'm saying? That worked for, you know, white girls on Disney, shit like that. It don't always work, you know what I'm saying, for everybody. And a few times that I've seen, like when Lorenz Tate did it in the beginning, he was at the apex of blackness at that time. And then he went and did
Inkwell.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which was totally a mind fuck for the audience. You know what I'm saying? Which I know, you know, he wanted to shake that old dog off of him, because people still look at him and be like, that's old dog. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think it went to a place where people didn't even relate. It's like, damn, nigga, what the fuck? But he did do Dead Presidents before that, but then Inkwell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think it took a little stutter until he got to Love Jones, and then that's when he was able to kind of recapture a solid space, you know what I mean?
Right.
And everybody got to go through it and figure out their way and figure out their lane, but it's like I don't want him to run from just being a certain kind of character just to run to something else just cause. I want him to do it.
Right.
Whatever he do is because.
Right. It is, I mean, I guess there's some people like, when I think about that type of pivot, right, particularly, so you look at maybe like Idris Elba or even Michael B. Jordan coming up out of that Wire situation and then turning into full-on like leading men, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that could be something, especially being that Power's on television.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Tariq get a dope movie situation, like a nice movie look that, you know, he got to hold the screen in a different capacity for like an hour plus.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, all right, bet, you know? Yeah. We'll see. That's the drama of it all, to see what the next move is and how he can make you forget, hopefully. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, you know, shit, look at that.
Shout out to my sister. She kind of forced the hand when The Wire ended. She forced the hand on getting him in the gospel movie.
Oh, okay.
It was his first movie outside of when he came out of The Wire. And you know, everybody didn't know about him, but you know what I'm saying? When she kept pressing it, Will was like, fuck it, let's cast him. And it worked out for everybody. You know what I'm saying? He get to say he put him in his first movie. And they got to do other movies, you know what I'm saying, since. So he did quite a few. He did a few with him. He did This Christmas. He did
Obsessed.
Is that Will Packer? Yeah, Obsessed with Beyonce. He did couple of, I think he might have did Takers. Nigga, shit, Will gave him his run. His first run.
Yeah. I feel like he kind of, it's been a minute since he's been in a joint where it's like, you know, I don't know what happened. I know he was in that, what was it, Beast?
Yeah.
It's probably the last movie I seen where he's fighting them lions and shit.
Yeah.
With his daughter in the car.
That was a Will movie too.
Okay, look at that. Yeah, man. But, yeah.
He done, so we'll see. Them UK movies. He did. He killed it in Luther. And he killed Luther.
Yeah. I never really got into Luther. I tried it. And the same thing with what's that shit? Hijack. I seen a couple episodes of that shit. It was pretty good, too. I mean, he's doing his thing. I ain't never going to say. You know.
Well, Luther, I stumbled on by mistake. And not the movie, but that the first
Netflix show.
Yeah, the first seasons of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good role for him. And you know what I'm saying? You took him serious as fuck in that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it is.
Bird.
All right.
All right.
Well, shit, man. Right. Time to get up out of here, man.
Okay.
There you go, man. Shout out to all the Luthers. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther, Luther Vandross, all of them. Luther Campbell, you know what I'm saying? There it is.
Don't
there
stop. It is. Get it.
It is. Until next time, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
Begin the conversation. We out.
Conversation.